Hello out there, everybody. This is Dan with Ozark Radio News, and we're talking with Andrew Bryan as a part of Plainview Farms as another Go Farm Farmers Market Spotlight. Andrew, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, let's go ahead and try that again. Andrew, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing A-okay. Sorry about that. Some of the equipment needed to be just kind of jostled a little bit. Anyway, so right now, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Plainview Farms, if you're ready for that. What all kind of things do you guys do over there?
Well, we're kind of a traditional, I say traditional in the sense of maybe a little bit old-fashioned kind of farm. We raise a little bit of everything. We've got cows and pigs and goats and chickens and just about, you know, like old McDonald's farm is kind of what we like to think of it as. And one of the things we really, I guess, pride ourselves in is the pork that we raise on our farm. That's what we sell at the farmer's market. What we really are trying to build, that local consumer product base there. And we sell pork chops, we sell bacon, sausage, you know, all the things that you would expect from a pig. We also sell a few handmade items. My wife makes hand towels and she knits, I guess you'd call them like hot pads, you know, that you set your hot pans on the stove or I guess on the countertop so they don't leave a mark on the countertop and a few other, you know, little odds and ends like that. We also sell eggs, but we're really trying to build up that, like I said, that local consumer operation because we really want to help provide something to our local community and we feel like this is the best way that we can do it.
Now, how long have you guys been raising pigs and selling the items from them?
Well, as far as selling at the farmer's market, we've only been doing that for, I'd say 8 months or so. We've been raising pigs for quite a long time. I've been around pigs my whole life. But we've been in farming in some form or fashion, you know, for several years. And a lot of things that we've done as well is, you know, we will sell hogs to individuals so they can, you know, be taken. We'll deliver them to a processor, you know, that kind of thing as well. But we just recently decided to jump into the farmer's market venue and go that way. And like I said, I think it's been a really good thing for the community.
Yeah, I can imagine so. Honestly, I'm a big fan of people kind of getting involved in local organizations, including farmers markets and things of that nature in general, especially
Absolutely.
Since, you know, this area, it's a bit of a food desert, and there's no reason why we can't have a little bit more of a food market here, right?
Right, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of people that do a lot of things, and we shouldn't, like you said, we shouldn't be a food desert because we have so many folks that are talented in the area that do so many wonderful things, grow all kinds of things that you wouldn't really expect. You know, we've got orchards in the area. We have folks who raise just about any kind of vegetable you'll find in the farmer or in the supermarket. We have folks that raise all kinds of meats. And we've tried to fill, you know, a niche there in the farmer's market, you know, with our pork. And it shouldn't be, like you said, a food desert. We really do have a lot at our fingertips if we'll just kind of look around and see what's there.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, man. I mean, I've gotten a lot more into this kind of thing in recent years myself, and I've been kind of, you know, amazed at just how much, like, even just within the environment itself that you can just readily eat, pick up out of your yard even. But man.
We've got a lot of things that grow, you know, naturally. You know, this part of the country, folks don't realize, is very, very productive.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of get hit on the head sometimes as being a little bit depressed, you know, poor, low income kind of area, but we have a lot of great resources at our fingertips.
I would 100% agree with you, man. It's a matter of really just finding the information to be able to make use of it. But real quick on your business for Plainview Farms, do you guys have any plans to expand the things that you're doing or any goals that you guys are aiming for?
Well, we're really trying to build up that pork market. Eventually we may expand into beef. We do raise cattle, but we haven't sold those, you know, at the farmer's market. We haven't sold beef at the farmer's market. That may be something we might want to explore in the future, but right now we're really focused on building that pork business.
Now, if people wanted to try to get in contact with you, whether through the farmer's market to just buy some basic products, maybe they want to buy a whole hog or something of that nature, what's the best way to do that?
So we have our Facebook page, and it's Plainview Farm, P-L-A-N-E. We're located right behind the airport in Pomona, so that's what the plain view means. So you can find us, like I said, on Facebook, and we'd love for folks to go check us out there. We also have a website, which is plainview.farm.
All right.
And it has all of our information there as well.
Very cool, man. Now, as a sort of a last minute thing that we can throw out there, is there any other messages you maybe want to get out there? Any shout outs or things of that nature?
Well, just that we've got an incredible farmer's market. A lot of folks, if you've never been there before, you need to go out and experience it. It really is an incredible thing. It's amazing to see how many people really are trying to help build up small farms and support small farms in the local community. It really is an exciting thing. And if you haven't been there, you need to go check it out.
I would agree with you, man. Well, thanks for talking with us, Andrew. Everybody, once again, this is Plain View Farm. If you guys want to be able to check out the products that they serve there, whether that's the pork, the eggs, the pot holders, kitchen towels, things of that nature, you can find it all at the GoFarm Farmers Market or online if you look them up. Once again, Andrew, that was plainview.farm, correct?
Correct. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much for listening, everybody. That's our GoFarm Farmers Market Spotlight for this week, and we hope you'll tune in for the next one.